John, the first chapter. Christ is the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines in all the world, on all mankind. The Word was in the world, and though God made the world through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believed in him, and so he gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as children of a human father. God himself was their father. And the Word became flesh. We saw his glory, the glory which he received as the Father's only Son. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In our passage today, it said that his own people did not receive him, and yet to those who did receive him, there was a grace and a peace that was offered. What does it mean to receive Jesus? I'm going to use our hymn book as much as the Bible today to explore that, because I was curious about what does it mean to receive Jesus? The song that we sang this morning already, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King." What does it mean to receive? The whole world receives this King. The earth is to receive the King, and Jesus is to be the light to all the nations. As the Jews were to be the light to the Gentiles, so we as Christians now follow in that line. We join them in being the revealing of God's way in this world. And how do we receive? We prepare our hearts. We open our hearts to the very heart of God, and we receive the new King of the world. And we do this as we sing and we worship. The rest, sing. This is how we receive this gift. We receive it by worship and song. O little town of Bethlehem, how silently, the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, yet in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Where meek souls will receive him, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray, cast out our sin, enter in, be born in us today. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Receiving Christ involves a humility and a humbleness. We stand in awe of this gift that has been offered to us, Jesus Christ's life. Meek souls will receive him. Before, in Matthew, in the fifth chapter, in the Sermon on the Mount, we hear, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Christ enters into the life of the world and into our lives. This very love of God is part of us now, because we are aware of Jesus' presence. According to John, we're given the power to become children of God. This Christ to live in us. Emmanuel means God with us. This receiving Christ is not one-time event or one time in the life of the world. It is continuing. Oh, come to us, abide with us. Continue to live with us, within us and through us. This is what it means to receive Christ. Another hymn, a carol, "Away in a Manger." "Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and receive us in heaven to live with you there." This receiving is an intentional act. We don't just fall into it. When we say that we are receiving Christ, we are saying we are inviting Christ into our lives and inviting Christ to stay in our lives. Not just shine up the exterior for a little bit, but to be always within us and moving. It's a willful, intentional act. I ask thee to stay. This blessed, continuing presence of the Spirit of God is the introduction to eternal life. Eternal life begins now. When we are aware, when we are open to the power of God and the presence of God now, when we invite ever, but it is already, and we get a glimpse of what it is to be in the family of God, to be a child of God, along with Jesus, our older brother. This receiving is a willful and intentional act. I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. There's an intimacy about this receiving Jesus. What child is this? So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. I love this image. What happens is that our hearts, we invite Christ, we receive Christ into our hearts. This becomes the place where God now lives. Remember that the Hebrew people had left Egypt, and God showed them how he was going to be with them at that time. And then it was in a tent, the tent of meeting, that went along with them, went with them wherever they went. There was an enthroning of him. This was the seat through which, this was a seat from which he ruled. Sometimes in a castle, there's a huge throne, a huge chair for the king and for the queen. This is what we're saying when we invite Christ into our lives, that we enthrone, as the wise men brought precious things, incense, gold, and myrrh. We receive Jesus as a precious thing. We enthrone him. We make Christ king of our lives. First place, not only on Sundays, and not only for some decisions, but in all things. We enthrone him, we make him our king, and loving allegiance is to this new king, is the sign that Christ is with us. Come, thou long-expected Jesus. This is a song that we sing very early on in Advent. By thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. I chose this verse because there is a longing that we have. Many people in this world do not know what they're looking for. They know that there's something missing. They know that their lives are incomplete. They understand that there must be more out there, and they look all different directions for that. Sometimes they think, well, if I have enough money, then I will sense that peace inside. And they discover that it's never enough. John D. Rockefeller, one of the richest men in the world, was once asked, how much money is enough, Mr. Rockefeller? And he says, just a little bit more than I have. Jesus Christ, it's always lacking. It's always not quite enough. We don't find it even in another person. There was a wedding here yesterday. My niece was married, and we celebrated that presence of love between these two people. But there will be mistakes. There will be misunderstandings. There will be failings on the part of each of them in this relationship. If we seek to find our final security in another person, or in our job, or in our retirement account, these things will ultimately never bring us the peace that we long for. And what happens is that those who have been longing, every longing heart, this is for Jesus. There is a God-shaped peace in us that can only be filled by God. We receive the baby Jesus. We also receive the rabbi, Jesus, the teacher. We also receive the miracle-working Jesus. We receive the suffering Jesus. We receive the dying Jesus. When we come to the table, when we come and break the bread and drink the cup, we are receiving Christ's life. Oh, come to us, abide with us. Our Lord Emmanuel, God with us. As we receive the elements, the bread and the cup, be with you. I will be with you not just now, not just for the next couple of weeks, but I will be with you forever. Well, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Let's bow in prayer. Loving God, we would receive you today. And I pray, Lord, that if there is someone here who has not opened their hearts to you, but has sensed that presence just so close, that they would say yes today, that they would say yes to the fact that they are a beloved child, that they would say yes, that they would simply say yes to you, because you are the source of love. You are the only one that can satisfy their longing. Come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen.